Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Time now for Hey, I Was Wondering, though. If we use your Hey, I Was Wondering question, an Eric in the Morning travel mug is promptly sent to you. And by promptly, I mean hopefully before the close of 2018. I can't promise it.
We've got some to send, though.
We'll see. This comes to us from Stephanie. Ready? Hey, Eric, I was wondering something for the 5:30 Club. Is it considered rude to stretch in public? Recently, I was out and doing some stretching, and I noticed several people giving me the hairy eyeball. Is that rude? Just wondering. Thanks, Stephanie.
Okay.
Stretching in public. That never occurred to me.
Me either.
I'm trying to imagine that. Would public be considered like the workplace? Like if you were in your workplace and going into a meeting and you're ready to share some important information and then Melissa's over there.
I stretch in the workplace all the time.
She's over in the corner.
Always.
I guess it could convey a certain attitude. Like laissez-faire. I don't really care with what's about to happen. I'm so relaxed attitude.
I feel like it's a matter of degree. Like if you do it a little bit, but if like subtly, but if you're like taking over the room and you're like, and then it becomes rude.
All right, what if you're on a bus? You're on one of the CTA buses, and the person gets on next to you this morning, and then they just start going.
And it depends on how long that stretch
and what noises they make.
Yeah, and I only do the noises so that it becomes something that's usable for radio.
No, but people do make those noises.
I can stretch over here and you folks wouldn't see it, but you know what I mean.
Stretching comes with noises. I think generally it does.
But like, do you kind of, I actually, when I first read this, thought, well, this is the craziest question I've ever heard. But then think of it that way. You're on a bus, and the person climbs on next to you and starts to stretch, even for a very short period of time. Isn't there a little party? It's like, come on, what are you doing there? A little bit? What if they get on your train this morning? They do like a big deep knee bend or something. Just to kind of get, you know. Right?
Yeah, like, couldn't you do that at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I would say, what you just said.
You would look at them and go, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Wouldn't you?
Exactly.
So maybe it is rude.
Maybe it's rude if you're on a bus or a train.
Yeah.
And then otherwise it's not?
I don't know. What if they were walking down Michigan Avenue and you're waiting at a stoplight? You know, you're waiting to cross and they're right next to you and all of a sudden they bend over and touch their toes and then stretch backwards. And
don't think I'd mind that.
I'm not saying you'd mind it, but is there a little party that go, what's going on here? What are they doing with this here?
Yeah, you're like a little too comfortable in public or something.
Yeah, I think that's the message being sent. Were we the only ones that think this way?
I don't know. It's like you can't do anything anymore.
No, it's not. It's bad.
No?
Nobody thinks you're a horrible person, but it's odd.
No.
It's odd.
That. Okay.
It'd be like you walking down the street laughing hysterically. There's nothing wrong with
that.
You're enjoying yourself, but the people that are passing you are thinking, well, this lady's obviously got a head injury or something. Right. She should be in concussion protocol. There's something happened. She hit her head. Right? Because it's just odd and unexpected. Let's just do as we do on the 5:30 Club, a standard 5 votes right now. Stephanie wants to know, is stretching in public rude? I guess she did it and got the hairy eyeball from somebody. 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Lori, your vote, stretching in public rude?
Yeah, I think it's rude.
It's rude. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you think so before the conversation or always?
Well, I mean, I've never seen anybody do it, but as soon as you brought it up, I was like, yeah, that's just weird.
Right. Like, on its surface, the question seems like you'd be like, oh, well, what's the big deal about that? But then when you envision it happening, it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole, stretching in public, rude or not rude?
I don't feel it's rude. I just think it's kind of weird.
Ah, all right. So you're going to go with the not rude but odd approach to it.
What kind of public are you thinking? Like, when you picture somebody doing it and it's rude?
Well, actually, on my way home from work, I actually see a guy that's, like, in a full, like, army suit that is always stretching on a corner of a street. And I always look at him and go, it's really weird just to do that right there. Why are you in a gym?
Right.
You should go in a gym.
Right. Do that in the privacy of your own home or something like that. Because it's just odd. Not that big a deal. Thank you, Nicole. Our final tally was tight.
Was it?
3 said, no, it's not rude, but 2 said, yes, don't ever do it again.
Oh, a narrow victory.
It reminds me, too, you know, because Whip's right, you make that noise, like that, when you're stretching. We do that. It's a new thing that started this year with my buddies on the golf course, that every time we're playing, and as soon as some guy starts to tell a story, you know, he'll be walking up the fairway, and he'll start to tell a story. If it goes more than, like, a minute, everybody goes, and walks away.
Okay.
And walks away.
Yeah. So you're being intentionally rude, though.
Right. So you're trying to trying to move the stories along because there was one guy who was a long storyteller. Well, it caught on. So now it's a race to see who can do it the fastest.
Tell the story.
Well, no, just to actually cut somebody off.
Yeah.
So you can walk up to him and go, how far is it? You can get to how far, and then everybody in the group goes, yeah, and walks away. I'm not telling you folks anything you don't already know, but Whip's had a long career of killing it with the ladies.
Yes.
You know this, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're familiar with this, right?
I have killed it with
the ladies.
It's dead.
Yep.
Killed it.
Whip, what would you say is the number one thing you've done to attract the ladies in your lifetime?
Just smiled a lot and gave them that look, you know?
That look.
That look.
Yep.
I wonder if that makes the list.
Hello.
There are 9 things that are scientifically proven to attract women.
Oh.
9 things. Now, I'm going to just rip through this because we could be here all day if we spend too much time on it, okay?
All right.
The 9 things that are scientifically proven to attract women. As I say these, Melissa, all I want from you is a yes or a no.
All right.
Okay? Yep. You ready? Number one. The number one thing that will attract women. Indulge in a little courtship feeding, which is basically like take them out for a meal.
Check.
Yes.
All right. Number two, skip the razor for a while, but not for too long. Basically, say a little 5 o'clock shadow, but don't go full beard.
Yes.
Okay. Number three, ditch the pickup lines. They never work.
Yes.
Okay, this is working so far. Number four, dress in red.
Yes.
Uh-huh. When women were shown images of men in red clothes, they rated the men as more aggressive and more attractive. There you go. Dress in red. We got a little red. Whip's all red today.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Aggressive and what else?
All right.
And
more dominant.
More dominant.
And
that's
more
right.
That's you. You're so dominant.
Yes.
Things that are scientifically proven to attract women. Number five, crack a lot of jokes, but only the good ones.
Only a few couple jokes.
Crack a lot of
Don't
jokes,
be
but
sitting
only
there
the good
like,
ones. Yes
you know,
or no?
Like, okay. Yes. Okay.
All right. Number six, smell like gasoline, printer ink, or leather.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's true.
Gasoline?
Yeah. The survey wasn't performed with proper scientific controls, but it's almost too interesting to ignore. Dez, which is a soap company, surveyed 2,000 people to find the most attractive scents. The results indicated gasoline, printer ink, paint, and leather were the most sensually exciting scents on a man, driving a woman crazy. I don't know.
Okay.
Number seven on the way to attract women. Get older. Women like older men.
Yes.
Ah, how much older?
Like
20 years.
I would say 5 years.
Ah, 5. Number eight, play an instrument.
Yes.
Aha, John Mayer kills it.
Was that at number one?
That's right.
That's number eight.
I know, I'm just joking.
I already gave you number
one.
Because
it's so.
Yeah. And finally, number nine, work that body, meaning get in shape.
I mean, yeah, to a certain degree.
Also, women see an open, expansive posture, pushing your chest out, keeping your shoulders back and relaxed, and standing straight as a sign of dominance and perceived openness.
There's nothing worse than when
bad posture.
Yeah, like your shoulders are down and
same thing with women if they get too hunched over or shouldery.
You gotta
good posture.
Yeah, stand up.
Those are the 9 things that are scientifically proven to attract women. It's time for the Eric in the Morning list. We don't need 9, just 3. We give you the topic, you give us the top 3 at 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. You finish first, you get a prize. 9 things that are scientifically proven to attract women. What are the 3 things that are guaranteed to attract men?
Guaranteed?
Yeah, you're going to... Maybe in your experience, ladies, you found this thing attracts men. Men love it. Can't get enough of it. They're all over you.
Hmm.
We can come up with 3 things that will attract men, right?
I hope so.
We also would like you to smell like gasoline and leather.
Yes.
And dress in red.
I know. We've been talking about this red thing for a while. I'm like,
but please don't skip the razor. Please don't do that.
Nah.
Anywhere in particular under the arms.
Let's not do that.
Okay.
312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. The 3 things that attract men in your experience. Guys, you can chime in too. What attracts men? I gave you the 9 things that are scientifically proven to attract women. We only need 3 things to attract men. You would vote for what, Kevin?
Long hair and a red dress.
Long hair and a red dress. Sounds like a country song.
It does, doesn't it?
Long
it really
hair
does.
And a red dress. What attracts men? Hey, Joe, what do you say?
I like a woman that's confident in herself.
Confident woman. It's attractive. Not to mention this one, Rick, Yeah, let me find Rick. Rick, you say what?
Admitting when they're wrong.
Admitting when they're wrong. Yeah, don't get that very much. Yeah. Always nice when you do. What attracts men? Kristen.
Red lipstick.
Red lipstick goes a long way. Not a big lipstick guy.
I wonder, I know you said that, yeah. But I wonder if we were to ever ask if guys would want it more than not or the other way around.
Yeah, I think I'm in the minority on this.
Are you?
I do.
I wonder if it's more like if you have too much, you don't like it, but if there was none.
If there's a dramatic change in the color of your lips,
yeah,
that's obvious, that's just not a thing.
Right, dramatic I think is bad, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. At number three, what attracts men?
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, Sarah, are you there?
I'm here.
You say what at number three?
Ugg boots and black leggings.
Ugg boots and black leggings.
Oh, do you guys like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
I can see it.
Not a big Ugg boot guy either.
Yeah.
And then you got the red lipstick on. Yeah, I don't know. This, though, is very, very sexy and attracts men. Maggie at number two.
My excellent credit score.
Your excellent credit score. That's very attractive.
Very important.
Very attractive. You should have seen Whip light up at that.
Yeah, if you pay your bills, it's right. Very attractive.
And finally, in at number one, let's just really get basic. The number one thing that'll attract a man, Eddie.
A pulse.
There we go. Really a very basic, simple thing. How many bachelorette parties would you say you've attended? A couple hundred?
Oh, my gosh. I guess I would probably say 25.
Yeah. You enjoy them?
I think most of them have been pretty fun. The trolley one is like my favorite.
Most of them.
The downtown trolley.
Ones that haven't been fun, why have they not been fun? What's the one thing you would say that caused you to think at that time, no, this isn't that much fun?
Probably it might have been the girls attending. Like maybe I didn't know a lot of them.
Gotcha.
And so, you know.
They came out with a list of things that secretly annoy bridesmaids at bachelorette parties.
Okay.
Among the things on there, strict dress codes. That's annoying.
Oh, okay.
Whether it's forcing all the girls in the group to wear the same T-shirt or whatever it might be, or like, all wear a black dress or, you know, strict dress codes.
Yeah, they
it's
do
annoying.
Little things. Yeah, they're right.
Expensive everything. That's annoying. Paying the bride's way. Kind of annoying.
For the night? Okay.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. Dare cards. You guys have dare cards?
Yeah, of course.
Guess that's annoying. We don't have those at bachelor parties.
No.
Well, yeah. Once you start drinking, it's not annoying anymore.
And number five, I apologize for this one, but it's on here on the things that secretly annoy bridesmaids at bachelor parties. Too much penis.
Oh, like the penis cake,
right,
and
everything.
The penis straws.
Everything
and,
is wiener.
Yeah.
Everything's wiener.
Yeah.
And at some point, it becomes, all right, enough.
That's funny. I always wondered if there is a point of that.
Yeah. Where you reach your penis
threshold.
Like,
oh, wow, another penis. Hilarious. Yeah. Still hilarious.
Yeah.
It's kind of the
straight comedy.
The penis right. Straws are kind of funny.
All right,
funny.
That's enough. Straight, yeah. And weird to watch you drink.
Out of
weird. Yeah. It's annoying, they say. What else would make that list? From those of you that have been to a lot of bachelorette parties, or maybe just a couple, what would you say is the thing that's most annoying about them, aggravating about them, or what you could do without? Adding to this list, the strict dress code, the paying the bride's way, the penis everywhere, and what else? Are there other things? 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. As much as we'd love to, Whip and I have never been invited to a bachelorette party. Except that one time they wanted you to dance, Whip.
Well,
beyond that.
You only know of one.
Right.
Yeah.
What things would we not even realize about bachelorette parties that are completely annoying? This is the music, too, I'm told, Whip, that is required to play at all bachelorette parties.
Yeah, this is the one they wanted me to dance to.
Oh, that's right. I did see
him right here.
I saw something on YouTube.
Yeah.
That, yeah. 312-591-6800. Things that secretly annoy bridesmaids at bachelorette parties. What else makes that list? Oh, really? Hey, Bridget.
When the bride-to-be just gets hammered.
Bride-to-be gets way too hammered. And that happens almost every bachelorette party, I'm guessing. True or false?
True. Absolutely true. Yeah.
And it's kind of the goal of the bridesmaids, right? And then they regret achieving their goal.
Well, yeah. I mean, you start doing shots and, you know, it just happens.
What's annoying about a bachelorette party, Lindsay?
All the way to Colorado and spent hundreds of dollars and the bride just wanted to stay in the house.
Bride didn't even want to go. You're ready to go out, rip it up. You got a bunch, you got a fistful of penis straws. Let's go.
Oh, that's
get this thing going.
That's not a party.
Yeah. Why wouldn't she want to go out, Lindsay?
I mean, she wanted to drink. She just wanted to have it low-key in the house.
Girl
time. We could have done that in Chicago.
Right, yeah. Girl bonding.
Yeah.
What's so annoying about a bachelorette party, Robin?
Yes. I would say, going to place after place after place. So going for dinner, then to the drag show, then to the bar.
Uh-huh.
That was enough.
Too many places. You would have been happy to stop at the drag show.
Right.
Just stop it
right
there.
Exactly. Yeah.
I agree with you. There's something to that because when we would go from place to place, sometimes one place would be really fun and good.
Right.
And you'd be like, okay, let's go. And I'm like, no,
you're just
this
settling
place is
in.
Great.
You're just getting you're getting your groove back, Stella.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Thanks. Annie.
Hey, my match is Robin's. I think the overly booked itinerary.
Way too busy. The itinerary.
Yeah.
In a standard bachelorette party that you've experienced, Annie, how many spots do you hit in a night?
I would say like 5, probably.
5.
That can happen.
Wow.
Yeah. And a men's invitation would never say hour to hour what you would do.
No. No, ours is meet here for drinks to start, then straight to VIPs, and that's it. There's your bachelor party right there. Wrap that thing with a nice bow, which I believe they do.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's true or not. Just got done conducting that Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll, which will lead to today's Anybody Listening Who, which will come from a story I just read.
Okay.
So we just asked 10 women off the air, Melissa. 10 women didn't know ahead of time. Completely anonymous. All walks of life. Do you want your proposal when it happens to be a surprise, or would you prefer to know it's coming? Remember the story we did yesterday, the woman that got proposed to, and they had to have the stand-in stunt double hand because she didn't have a manicure?
Yes.
That's a perfect example. Maybe she would have wanted to know in advance, hey, your proposal, not specifically, but your proposal's coming maybe in the next couple of weeks, and just, you know,
be
ready. Or do you want it to be a complete surprise? What do you think the results were?
I'm going to say it's close, but 60% said they wanted to know.
What do you think, Whip?
Only 30% wanted to know.
It wasn't close. 90%, 9 out of 10 said, I don't want to know. I wanted a complete surprise. I want to be blindsided by it.
Oh, man. I thought I was going to be in the minority, but I'm not.
9 out of 10.
Wow.
The reason I bring that up is she wasn't surprised, and now she's shaming herself for it. Woman finds her diamond before the proposal and ring shames herself online. Here's what happened. No, you're not going to. You're gonna be mad at her, not feel bad for her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A soon-to-be fiancé was slammed online after she discovered her engagement ring and her boyfriend's belongings and complained about it on Facebook. Complained before the proposal even happened. After the unidentified woman found the ring in his nightstand, she uploaded a photo to a ring-shaming Facebook group, a community dedicated to criticizing engagement rings. Basically, she uploaded and said, look what I found. Are you kidding me with this thing?
So normally on this group, do they criticize their own rings or other people's?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. Ew, self-shame Friday. Here I come, she wrote. I found this in my boyfriend's nightstand, and I'm not a fan of it. The ring.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she thinks it's too small. She then asked fellow members to join in on roasting her ring and solicited advice on how to tell her boyfriend to tactfully get a better diamond.
Ouch. Mm-hmm.
The post made its way to Reddit, where an angered user called out the mystery woman's complaint and said, this lady doesn't deserve any ring at all.
Ooh, that is pretty rough. Yeah. The way she go.
Yeah.
The whole thing's rough.
Well, you know, when she stumbled upon it, although he obviously didn't do a very good job of hiding it,
mm-hmm.
doesn't sound like, because it was in his nightstand, right?
Right.
He's going to have the ring and he's going to surprise her. You think he would have done a better job of hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if this has happened before.
Anybody listening? Who?
No.
Found your ring in advance of being proposed to. I'm not saying you ring shamed it. Maybe you loved it. But you found it before he actually asked you.
And does it matter if they were looking for it or just stumbled upon it?
We'll take both.
You'll take both. Okay.
Anybody listening who found it in advance of him asking you to marry him? And then when he did, you had to act all surprised. Ooh. Oh, look at this. Oh, I'm so surprised. Fake tears.
Right,
whatever
right.
It might be. You think rings are found in advance very often, or do we as men do a better job of hiding them?
Man, I would think you guys are better at hiding it than like that last guy who just put it in a nightstand.
I would think that we tend to be fairly careless.
Really?
Yeah.
About half of us, maybe. It's extremes. You're either really, really good at hiding it or really careless with it.
Oh.
There's no middle ground. Anybody listening who found your engagement ring in advance of the proposal? Did you stumble upon it? Did you go looking for it and find it? 312-591-6800. Hey, Paula. Hello, Paula.
Hey, Paula.
Paula.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, there you are. Paula, found your engagement ring?
I had something related to it. I actually found the sales receipt.
The sales receipt in advance.
Whoa.
Yeah, sales receipt in advance. And I've been kind of waiting for a while, and I'm like, okay, so he's obviously purchased something, and he's not doing anything. I ended up chucking the receipt at him. So.
Well.
Okay.
How romantic.
Yeah.
How romantic.
Jesus.
Anybody listening who?
It's like there's more to it.
Found the ring in advance of the engagement. Alexandra.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, so I was going through his text messages because I also was suspecting eventually it was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the text message between him and the jeweler sent a picture of it, so I saw it there.
Uh-huh. Oh, you were looking for
so
it,
so you were just happened to be going through his text messages.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Did you have to act surprised, or did you let him know that you already knew?
In general, just the party, or the proposal party, which was this weekend, was a huge surprise. So it still took me aback, so it was wonderful.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Found the ring in advance, 312-591-6800. Did that happen to you, Rhonda?
Yes, it did.
What was it?
This was about 10 or 11 years ago. I went to go let the dogs out. My husband.
Oh, who let them out?
Boyfriend at the time.
Maybe we got the answer now. Finally, after all these years.
He left the ring in plain sight. He hid it in plain sight. It was in the velvet box, but it was in a cardboard box on the kitchen table. I hadn't seen it for like 2 months, apparently.
Right.
And when I went to let the dogs out, our dog had taken it off the table and chewed it up.
What?
The dog chewed up the box.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I found it on the floor, so I actually had to text him to let him know that I found it because I didn't know where to put it back.
Right.
Yeah.
How did that go over when you told him?
He called me immediately. Right.
Put it
back. Why are you looking at it?
Right,
why
did
you leave it out?
I was busy letting the dogs out. You want for me? 312-591-6800. And then this happens. PJ.
Hello.
Hi. Found the ring?
I found the ring okay, but it wasn't meant for me.
Uh-oh. What?
Yeah. Yeah, what a loser. I dated the guy for almost 2 years, on and off. You know, we had a good relationship, which I thought.
Uh-huh.
And he goes to work one day, and I'm putting clothes away, and I find it in the nightstand. And I'm really excited, really excited. Never asked me. And another chick on the side.
Chick. Paint the color a chick.
Man, oh, man. That is uncomfortable.
Oh,
you know what you do when that happens? You get out of that relationship and you get yourself a dog.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago, sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. When you love someone, you end up together, and then you turn into them. A new study says individual personalities will meld in a secure relationship. They'll meld together. You'll go from being two individual personalities to one couple's personality.
Don't you see that with some people?
Yeah, the study showed that some couples develop new characteristics like those of their partners after sharing experiences and relationship with each other. Each individual has a personal identity and an understanding of who they are. But when individuals enter into relationships and become increasingly committed, they develop their identity as a couple and become interested in what that identity looks like.
I get that.
So basically, you're together long enough with him, and then you become him. Do you remember that exact moment when you realized it? I think of it this way. You were sitting watching TV and realized, why is my hand in my pants? Because that's how he watches TV. Now you're doing it. You don't even know why.
Yeah.
It's like that commercial where the guy is turns into their dad.
Those commercials are so good.
Oh, that is funny.
Like, is so, I think it's
progressive, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is so good.
But you have become him. What about you is now exactly like him in the relationship? And you realize it. You know?
I see this a lot.
Like, when you get out of bed in the morning, do you make the noises? Oh, God. You know, that's what he does. And now you realize, I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you climb out of a chair, you make a noise. 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. Are you walking out of the house right now wearing a bowling shirt? And you realize, wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
He wears bowling shirts. Why? When did this happen? When did I start wearing bowling shirts? Now I'm just like him.
Oh, my gosh.
You became him. How so? Think we'll get any of these?
Yes.
We'll also accept you became her. You started doing things like she doesn't.
Yeah.
Or behaving. Or saying the things. Maybe you have a catchphrase that she says all the time, and now you find yourself saying it around the guys. Well, mercy. You guys are like, well, mercy? So you're like, oh, my God.
My grandma used
That's what she says. Hi, Dean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
You realized all of a sudden, oh, my God, I'm like her. What happened?
I started being a lot more caring and considerate of other people to an extreme, actually.
Ew.
I started, pulling over on the side of the road and actually helping people. And I'm even more of an extreme. You ever see that Jeep that runs around with all the Christmas lights all over it?
Yeah.
That's me.
Oh, you've become Christmas Jeep guy.
I'll have to look for that.
I don't know. You know, ever since we've been together, I've become more caring. It's really a problem.
I like the I pull over and help people on the side of the road. I wonder if they're like,
I used to just roar right by.
I wonder if they're just like, hey, I'm just walking here. I don't need your help. Right. What are you doing?
Right.
You look like you need a hug.
That's so sweet.
Every puppy I see, I start sobbing.
Aww.
I don't know what is going on. Just like her.
That is hilarious.
In a new survey, iPhone owners, remember I alluded to this last hour, we talked to Big Karwowski on his Android.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, him and his cat sitting there. iPhone owners are happier, have more money and friends than Android users.
Mm.
Don't kill the messenger. I'm just revealing what the research says.
Okay.
I know there are plenty of Android lovers out there and you are perfectly fine.
All right.
iPhone people might be better. I don't know if you believe this. iPhone users, for example, were 27% more likely to say they were very happy with their lives and were more inclined to have a romantic partner with whom they were in love than Android users, according to this study.
Hmm.
iPhone owners were found to have an average of 5 close friends compared to 3 for Android users. Why this is the case, nobody knows.
Hmm. This is weird. Okay, but it's interesting.
Respondents, the iPhone owner earns an average income of $53,000 per year, more than the average income of $37,000 per year for the Android owner.
Hmm.
Strange.
Yeah.
Again, don't kill the messenger. The survey indicates that Android users are generally more frugal than their iPhone counterparts. iPhone users take an average of how many selfies per day?
I will say 2.
12.
An average?
That seems ungodly impossible.
I agree, and I'm glad you said it, because I was going to say it.
Android users take an average of 7 selfies a day. Apple users also send 58 texts on average each day, compared to 26 for Android users. Cat or dog? iPhone, 50% prefer dog, 19% prefer cat. Android, 44% prefer dog, 26% prefer cats.
Mm. Okay.
So you're more likely to have a cat if you have an Android. Mm-hmm. Your iPhone user's favorite TV shows? Game of Thrones, Grey's Anatomy, Friends, and The Walking Dead.
Mm.
Android, NCIS, Law & Order, and Saturday Night Live.
Hmm. These are weird.
Last hour we played that Lucas Graham song. love someone, and we had mentioned in passing that he had just performed it live in the Vineyard this past weekend. We sent some mixed listeners to check that out in Napa.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. And was it really hot? Is that what it is? Why did he have his shirt off? So he performed with his shirt off.
I think he might have been drunk.
Was he drunk? Was he drunk on peanuts?
I think it's possible.
And I saw it, and I'm the last guy to judge anybody here. I'm not, but he doesn't strike me as a you should take your shirt off guy. You know, there are guys when they take your shirt off, their shirt off, you go, all right, I get it.
Yeah, like I think Shawn Mendes would be one of those guys where you'd say like, okay, I get that.
All right, I still think it's cheesy, but hey, you can pull off the look. Like, you know, Mark Wahlberg with his shirt off.
Exactly. Okay.
He walks around with his shirt off. It's cheesy, but he can pull it off, right?
If you do all that work to look like that, you might as well show it off.
Right.
That's true. That's true. Please do.
But Lucas Graham is not that, is he?
No.
Am I imagining that?
That's why I said he might be drunk.
Yeah. You know what? I think he's extremely confident.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
That is confidence.
I mean, listen to the song. Yeah, he's closing. This is 3.5 minutes of closing.
That's it. Maybe it's one of those, like, look what my music does for me.
He went to the church of John Mayer with us. He's closing. ABC, always be closing, right?
Yeah.
Got his shirt off, though. But I guess, you know, some women might be attracted to that, right? Oh, singing shirt on, turned her head, looked back, shirt's off. It's like a magic trick.
He's feeling it.
Oh. Maybe somebody found that attractive. It's amazing. Women are revealing some of the seemingly odd qualities men can have that make them more attractive. I bring up the baggy eyes because this woman says, I find guys with bags under their eyes weirdly super attractive.
Huh.
Maybe it's the IT in me. Maybe she's an IT.
Oh, okay.
Do IT guys have baggy eyes? I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know either.
Another woman says, I don't like muscles really. I prefer a really skinny man usually. Guys that are average or below average weight are very attractive to me. The below average weight guy.
Mm.
You like that?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope.
Okay. I don't know if this is something men are actively ashamed of, but I find it really attractive, this woman writes, when they have a very put-together domestic life. Doing their own laundry and ironing their clothes, planning meals, grocery shopping, keeping their homes reasonably tidy. All ridiculously sexy.
Mm, okay.
Why that? Now, see, that makes sense.
Oh, very much.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that turn you on?
Yeah, I like that.
What else would you add to this list that's oddly attractive to you, ladies? 312-591-6800. There's a woman who likes guys with bags under their eyes. There's a woman who likes guys that are below average weight. Not average, below average.
Below average, right.
This woman likes men that are strangely put together domestically.
Yeah.
You like a man, the odd quality that you find attractive is what? 312-591-6800. If you get a busy signal there, 312-233-1019. Can you think of one?
Yep, I got a couple.
Do you?
Yep.
Give me one right now.
Thick thighs.
You like a thick thigh?
I do.
Really?
Yes.
Like proportionally thicker than the calf?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Almost going down into a triangle bird leg-ish.
No, I don't like bird legs at all.
Okay.
No, I even like bigger calves, too, but I like thick thighs.
Thick thighs. What's the other one?
I like a round butt.
Ah, yeah, well, that's probably a little more...
Probably not as unusual.
A little
unusual.
More traditional than the thick thigh.
Thick thigh, for sure.
She likes a good thick thigh, not only on her man, but on her chicken.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
I mean, it's
very common. Expecting that.
Very common.
There's kind of a little bit of delay, and that works.
Okay.
Yeah, she loves a thick thigh. Women reveal some of the seemingly odd qualities men can have that make them more attractive. Melissa wants a thick thigh. Aaron, you prefer a what? Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Hi.
Funny you say thighs because I actually love my boyfriend's thighs. But also, he has a few little crooked teeth. They're just a tiny bit crooked, and I think it's really cute.
Ah, so sexy. The crooked teeth. The thick thighs. Let's not forget about the what, Nicole?
The bushy eyebrows.
The bushy brows. You love a bushy brow.
Mm. I can see that.
Right. They do need to be separate, though, right? Not unibrowish?
Yes, exactly.
Separate bushy brows. A lot of hair-based stuff coming in. Odd quality that you enjoy, Deborah.
I love a hairy chest.
The hairy chest.
So
the hairy chest making a comeback?
I don't, in my book, but I don't know.
It's about time it swings back, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the whole
really hairy or no hairy.
Hairy.
You'd prefer way hairy.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. The odd quality that you find attractive is what, Melissa?
Big arms, like muscular arms.
Like weirdly big?
The bigger the better, yes.
Ah, weirdly big.
Big, huge, weirdly big arms.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm lugging mine around. It's cursed. Yeah.
These are really good. I'm, like, thinking of a ton more.
Yeah. What else? What are you tacking on? Your thick thighs, your bushy brows, and your weirdly big arms. Well, sounds like a mutant.
It does.
I like long fingers.
Long fingers.
And I like...
Do they need to be thick or thin?
I like them to be a little bit thicker.
You like a meaty
not
paw?
Not super thick. Not... No.
You don't like a meaty
not
paw?
Not like that. Just like... Oh. Good strong hands.
Ah, good strong hands.
How about that?
Gotcha.
And what was the other one that I... Oh, and I really like a strong jawline.
Strong jaw. Yeah. Bushy brow. Weirdly big arms.
Oh, and a space between your front teeth.
Huge space between your front teeth. Big thick thighs. I don't think I want to be around this guy.
Hey, I don't think that person, if you put them all together, there's no one.
He scares me. A lot of late commutes this morning, huh? Stuck in traffic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get to the office. Days like today, you wish you worked from home. I could never do that, though.
I couldn't either.
Yeah.
Too distracting.
Way too many distractions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the den of laziness.
Exactly.
Right. And a new survey, though. 1 in 5 employees work remotely now.
Well, I believe that.
20%.
Feels like it could be more with all the digital stuff we have.
20% of the workforce.
I think that's only going to get bigger, too.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. 1 in 5 workers take advantage of their company's flexibility and clocking in from their house, their home office, or other remote locations. Like Starbucks.
Yeah.
Everybody's working from there now, too. Or wherever it might be. 20%? 1 in 5? And then there are people that's pretty much all the time, right? It's not just 1 or 2 days a week. They're
full time.
They haven't been to work in, and by work, I mean to the physical structure of work. In years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are people.
There's so much work you just do on the computer now.
312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. How long has it been since you've actually been in the office? Who's gone the longest? How long has it been?
Oh,
like, you're like, I think I was there in 2008. Maybe. Somebody like that. I mean, you're not even 100% certain where the office is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They might have moved for all you know.
Think of it too. Some of the offices aren't even in or near the town that you live in. I mean, they may be across the country.
Whatever it might be, yeah.
Hey,
you used to go to an office, not anymore. Who's gone the longest? 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. I have a buddy who owned a company. Well, still owns the company, but he doesn't go to work ever. You know, he's the owner.
Yeah.
So he's reached that kind of status level. And he told me this summer that he went in to the building, the office, for the first time in like 6 years. He hadn't been there. He walked in and the receptionist wouldn't let him in.
She didn't know who he was.
Had no clue who he was.
Oh, yeah, you're the owner. Good one. As she's hitting the security button.
I own the place. No, you're not getting in here.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, I had to show ID. I had to be able to come up from the back and go, I think he is the guy.
Huh. I didn't know you could get that far.
Some have been doing this for years. Hey, Rick.
Yep.
When's the last time you actually went to work?
I work every day, but to the work office, probably 6 years, maybe.
6 years. So, six years. I know you work every day, but when you went to work, where work is.
I don't know. I know, I have to look at my calendar, but probably about 5 years.
What do you do for a living?
Pensions.
Pensions, all right. So you work from home?
Right, yeah. So I program stuff. And,
What are you going to do? Like clocking hours?
No, I mean, so like you log online, and it's like you have like your instant messenger, and that's basically your clock in.
Are you at work now, Rick?
Nope.
Uh-huh. Are you working now?
Nope.
Are you in your pajamas?
I am.
What time will you start working?
Probably about an hour. Maybe.
Look at all that flexibility.
Starting 10:30.
Sounds like you can't even really decide what he wants to do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hey, Leo.
Yes.
Last time you went to work?
This year.
This year. Okay. That's not that big a deal then.
No. Well, I've been working remotely since 2007.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and do you work out
of went to work, so how often do you go to work?
Well, I go to work every day. I probably go into an office maybe once a year.
Once a year. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Right. I think a lot of you guys have been alone so long, this interaction is throwing you.
That's hilarious.
Throwing you a little bit, I think. Yeah. All right, so you go about once a year since 2007?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, are you currently in your underpants sitting at your kitchen table at a computer?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I am dressed up, business casual.
Oh.
We have video conferencing, so have meetings today.
There you go. Oh. Do you find it hard to motivate yourself because you work remotely, or is it no problem?
No problem.
Some people can just do
it. I know. I couldn't do it.
But, you know, some people work from home. Do you work in one of those workspaces? Do you ever go to those?
No.
Okay.
What if you start binge-watching Game of Thrones?
Right.
Then what happens?
I don't have a television in my room, my
Smart
office.
Move.
Does the business casual always extend to your lower body?
Not in the summer. I wear shorts.
Ah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. You just never know.
Yeah.
Working from home.
Hey, hey.
Get to the 10 minutes.
No need to turn away.
Let's see what we've got.
So many things to say.
I think she's going
to
like it.
It's Tidbit Wednesday.
Ah, Tidbit Wednesday.
Yay!
I have a feeling you're really going to enjoy today's Tidbit Wednesday.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah. One of your favorites, in fact, on today's Tidbit Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think you'll enjoy it. First, though, some Hollywood news to take care of on Tidbit Wednesday. Brad and Angie are working together towards a settlement for the custody of the six kids. Reportedly, it's close.
Good.
Brad and Angie.
Mm.
It's been
a long time. Angelina Jolie took their oldest son to a college visit?
No.
Yeah, it's college time.
Aww.
Where did they go?
Maddox. Somewhere in South Korea?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Somewhere in it. Yeah, I want to say. I just saw a blurb on it yesterday, I think. Maybe you can find that out.
I'll check.
Where did Maddox go to visit college?
Okay.
Brad and Angie. You know, Brad's good friend, George. Familiar with his work? George?
Clooney?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Woof.
All right.
At first, I was like, wait.
Are you getting colder?
I'm frozen.
You look like the cold might be freezing you solid.
No, George Clooney just didn't come to mind for some reason.
George Clooney's auctioned off his motorcycle after that scary accident this past summer.
Yes.
Apparently, a mall put her foot down and said, you're off two wheels for good. That's it. No more two wheels.
Right.
Everything's going to be four wheels.
Yeah.
Smart move.
Yeah. And the proceeds from that are going to build homes for veterans.
Great cause.
Yes.
Yeah. You know John Mayer?
Yeah.
Yeah, looks like he's doing some more closing with the ladies.
When is he not?
Yeah. Halsey has been spotted, you can see it online, singing early morning karaoke with John Mayer, which of course has fueled the romance rumors, like, why are you at his place at 7 a.m.?
Oh, my God.
Always a famous person and usually a singer.
Yep, she captioned the picture, 7 a.m. carpool karaoke with John Mayer. Wearing a sweater and holding a microphone, Mayer looked laser-focused on Halsey.
I bet he did!
Adding more speculation, the two might be doing it.
Ha.
Yeah. He's laser-focused on her for this week.
Yep, yep. Zayn. A lot of one names here. Zayn, you know him, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One Direction. Zayn says he didn't make one single friend when he was in One Direction. Aw.
Man.
That's too bad.
Sad.
Yeah. Liam, Harry, Louis, all mean to him. Niall.
Oh,
can't believe it. No friends.
Niall Horan doesn't have a mean bone in his body.
Poor Zayn. How did he ever survive? Under Armour employee memo was released. No more strip clubs on the company dime. Yep, you can't expense report your strip clubs anymore if you work at Under Armour.
No fun, is it?
Yep. Your strip club bills will no longer be reimbursed. That's among the changes to the Baltimore-based sports apparel company and reports of the top executive's chauvinistic behavior as they're trying to get it all in order.
Uh-huh.
Reportedly, there have been parties with go-go dancers and strip club outings with athletes and co-workers.
Ew.
And finally, the CEO stepped in and said, all right, cut it all out. Although many are saying the CEO has been the source of all this for a long time.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah, probably to save his own butt.
Yeah. He's like, all right, no more strip club stuff around here.
Right.
Quit putting it on your expense report. If you do, put it under snacks. Remember for a while, for the longest time, that's how they would hide booze on the expense reports here.
Oh, really?
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they put it under snacks so management wouldn't know. Shh, don't tell them. They don't listen anyway, it's fine. Delta has apologized after a passenger sat in dog poop.
Tell us,
please. Matthew Meehan said he boarded a flight from Atlanta to Miami and was already sitting down when he discovered, oh, wait a minute, there's dog poop on this chair.
Mm.
The actual poop was all over me. I sat in it. It was on the seat, on the floor, the seat in front. I was literally in it.
Oh,
Meehan said he and the pastor sitting next to him were offered very little help in the situation. I have no idea why I wasn't offered something from the biohazard kit to clean myself up with. Instead, I was handed two paper towels and one of those miniature bottles of Bombay Sapphire gin.
Pay him off with gin?
No, I think he's going to scrub himself with the gin.
Oh, and drink some while you're at it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Delta has apologized. Man shoots brother after argument over Tupperware-style dish. I've learned you really don't mess with people in their Tupperware.
Why is that?
No, they love it. Mm. They're very protective of it. They're,
okay,
they
well, when you find something good, I mean, I will say.
Yeah. The brothers had reportedly fought over text message because Anthony Murillo was mad about his younger brother using his Tupperware-style dish, and he'd had enough.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Keep your hands off other people's Tupperware.
Right.
Young scientists have developed an environmentally friendly brick made out of urine. Your house could be made of pee pretty soon.
Okay.
Yep.
That's just strange.
The group of South African students recently developed a brick made out of human pee. It's a radical breakthrough for those who have been long accustomed to clay, concrete, or other types of bricks. Now, homes could be made of pee. Coming soon.
All natural.
Bio bricks, they're called.
Okay.
And finally, making sure Melissa's still here. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
New study says heart attack risk increases as the weather gets colder.
Oh.
I think it's timely given what we're about to experience in the next 24 hours.
Right.
Well, the first snowfall could happen.
More comfort food? Just
heart attacks
yourself up.
Are added to the list of health concerns as it gets colder. According to a study published on Wednesday, the main findings were an increase in heart attacks in low temperature, strong wind, low sunshine duration, and low atmospheric pressure. It's bad for the ticker.
Hmm.
How do you know if you're having a heart attack?
Yeah.
I told you you'd like it,
thank
right?
You.
Yeah.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts,
he loves this song.
You'll know the signs of a heart attack.
Heart attack song.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in the neck, chest,
arms, a jaw,
shortness of breath.
Please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness.
Uh-huh.
It's time to take it serious.
I'm having a heart attack.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath,
right.
Cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
There it is, there's your heart attack.
Hey, hey.
You like the heart effects.
No need to turn away.
Capping off.
So many things to say.
Another installment of
It's Tidbit Wednesday.
All right.
Yay!
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why has everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.